Well, good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful December morning, and we're excited to continue on into some of the things that we've been sharing with you all over the last several weeks. You know, this 8:30 call that we have every Monday morning is a great opportunity for all of us to kind of get together and talk about some of the things that, you know, we know can be very helpful as people are building this business. I still vividly remember going back, you know, 1992, 93, 94, when I was really just getting involved in learning this business. And like any other business, it takes a minute to get your hands around some of the dynamics, you know, with respect to this business, because very different than other types of businesses. It's counterintuitive. You know, the ideas that are required to help other people become better than you are not necessarily, doesn't translate to what we do in our traditional business world. You know, when you have a corporate sales job, or you're, you know, a physician, or you're, or somebody, anytime that you're pouring more into other people, they could potentially, in that world, you can get displaced, other people can take your jobs. And so we live in a capitalistic society where we know that, you know, there's a meritocracy where, you know, the best people typically are the ones that are going to get into a position where they're going to do more and have more, right? And then we also, you know, have, you know, this corporate ladder, and we've got politics. And so oftentimes when you get involved in the industry or in the business of helping other people accomplish their goals and having the resources to pour into other people in hopes that they will become better than you, because that's really the name of the game, is getting other people to become as good as they possibly can be in this business, and to keep it simple and keep it duplicatable, that often doesn't translate, right? And so when you hear people talk about the essence of what's required to make this business work, it's just a very different mindset. And so, you know, when we get together on these calls and we have a chance to kind of communicate and convey the ideas that have helped us over the years have success, it sometimes hits us in a point where we go, wow, that really makes sense. Or sometimes it doesn't make sense at all. And in either instance, you know, we just welcome the fact that you guys are paying attention. You're on these calls. And we know that as we continue to move forward, these Monday morning wake up calls, you know, our objective and our goal, guys, is that you'll start taking on the responsibility of having your own calls within your own group. Right now, we're just kind of getting things moving, and we're having a lot more participation, which is great. I mean, we're having a lot of people, and great feedback, by the way. I mean, you've been sending Sean and myself emails and texts. Many of you reached out. You wanted the goal setting curriculum. I sent that out last week to many of you. And really, it's all about taking the information that we communicate on these calls and then putting them into action. It's like anything else, right? I mean, you know, ancient scripture says that faith without works is what, it's dead. So we have to take an accumulation of what we've gathered, what we believe, and what we know is, you know, effective, and then find a way to take our own skills and our own personality and make it work for us. And many of you on the call are doing exactly that. I mean, I have to congratulate, just a shout out. I know that, you know, Sin Lee Fox comes to mind here. Sin Lee, we announced, I think it was maybe about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that we were gonna go ahead and do a dinner, you know, this Tuesday night on the west side here at our location in at Perry's Steakhouse, and so we do it, you know, in the north, we do up north in the Woodlands. We have you know, Tuesday evening that we do at Papa Do's, and that, you know, that has been very well attended, very well received. We've had great results. We did our first meeting up there with Tauncey and Mark Johnson, and that was well received, and a lot of great things occurred as a result of that meeting. And now, you know, we've been going up there consistently, but now we've got some activity here on the south side of Houston, not south, but I'm saying west Houston, and then of course back toward the south side, which is, you know, into Pearland and that area. And we've got some great activity and new things happening from people, by the way, that are up in the Dallas area. So the way that this whole thing started was, we had one of our brand partners who lives up in the Fort Worth area who's been sponsored by Dr. Nick Dasani, who has an accumulation of people that he and his wife know here in the Houston area. And then as a result of that, we just brought on a rheumatologist that has a patient file base of about 5,000 who knows several other business people that wanted to have a meeting here on the west side. And so we decided to go ahead and move forward. And then Cindy Fox steps in and she says, oh, wait a second, you guys are going to do a meeting. I'd like to contribute and have as many guests as I could. Well, I see an RSVP list from Cindy by herself of 20 people. So I can tell you from our experience in this campaign and overall, you know, just what we've experienced in the industry, whenever you go about the effort of putting that many people into one of our business venues where, you know, Dr. Dasani and Dr. Patel, who both will be at this particular venue, Dr. Patel is going to be stopping by and he's got to head out, head to the airport about 7:45, but we're going to get started right at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, and I'm just sharing this information with you because I really do believe, I don't even know, I've looked at the list, I've seen the people, I know that she's been out there doing the six-step program, she's been sampling people, sharing her results, talking about the results, and then I see texts that come back from her about the results people are getting from using the samples, excited about coming, right, to the dinner. To hear more information from our medical doctors and from us from a business perspective. So I just genuinely believe whenever you have that much activity and you put that activity into a venue where, you know, we believe that they're going to be, you know, receptive to hearing information, I just think you're going to have great things that are going to occur. And I don't know, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you that our ratio has been pretty good. So I'm excited for Cindy. And I'm excited for everybody that participates that chooses to come and bring a guest, because whenever you get a congregation of, say, 30 people together in a venue like, you know, here at Perry Steakhouse, and this just happens to be this particular meeting, that usually has a great result. You know, we'll have to track the results that we have, and our follow-up is, that's where the fortune is. It's always in the follow-up. But whenever you go about the effort of putting that type of energy into inviting people and having them RSVP, the likelihood is going to be pretty good that they're going to have, you know, they're going to show up and have attendance there. But then it's just going to give us an opportunity to share and educate people with what we're doing with Wellness Biosciences and how our product is having the results it's having, and just educate people as to why this product is doing what it's doing. And before you know it, you've got some people in that venue that say, oh, we're going to take this information and we're going to go out and we're going to duplicate the same thing. And so I'm excited for Cindy. Obviously, I'm excited for the gentleman that we have in Fort Worth and for everybody else that participates, because I know, you know, most of the people of all those people that are coming, as far as I can see on the list, they're brand new people. See, these are guests. These are people that are not yet involved with WBRX. And I think that, you know, when you give them an opportunity to hear from, Sean, and you hear from, you know, Dr. Dasani and Dr. Patel, and you just get the environment there, I just think you're going to have great results. So when people ask me, Barry, what's required to make the business effective and work? Well, I just genuinely believe it's everything, you know, that we've been sharing with you. You put together a calendar of events. You distinguish within that calendar of events the specific event that you want to invite people to, or a series of events you want to invite people to. You make sure that they're accurately and effectively sampled the product prior to coming. I believe the more groundwork you lay for these folks prior to coming and listening to the information, the better off you're going to be. I know that sometimes we can find ourselves kind of mentally thinking, well, I don't want to get into too much information. I don't recommend you get into too much information, but I do believe you should lay a little bit of groundwork, at least maybe get them a sample. Because a person that comes to an event, any event, right, whether it's this event or any event that we're going to continue to have on in the future, I just really believe that a person that attends that has already tried the product, the likelihood of them moving forward to become a customer and also potentially a brand partner is much, much higher, right? So all of these things that we know, you know, are effective in terms of building the business, make a big difference. And you know, I just want to commend and really excited about what's been taking place. But guys, what I want to do this morning is really just talk to you about what's taking place. You know, as we conclude 2019, we put a bonus out there, $10,000 bonus for anybody that would go out and have at minimum of 5 new people that would be sponsored as managers in the business, right? And we have some people now that are actually, they've sponsored some people and they're in the mix, right? They're going out there and they're sharing the information. I think it's good, it's safe to say that Sin Lee is in the mix, right? She's personally went out and has 20 people. And so she might be a high, candidate for someone that could buy herself if nobody else competes in the event that we don't have anybody else that actually hits that number 5. Well, then, and Sin Lee does, well, then she would win the $10,000. Let's say that we have 2 people, then it's a pool, it's a share, and that would be split, and 3 would be split. And so, you can see the rules of the contest. But what I'm excited about, where some people are concerned is we do have people competing. We have people that are saying, you know what, I need to build my business anyway. Why not take the designated time here in December? I know December is a month where we've got parties, and as I think Sarah was mentioning as we were getting on the line, we've got lots of activity and the holiday madness. I get it. I mean, I've got 5 kids, and my goodness, I can tell you that every one of them have a list. It's long and high, and my wife is, this time of the year, she's just, man, thank God for Amazon now, right? Because we're just out there. We didn't, before, in years past, it was just a mayhem. But now, we do have some organization. We've kind of gotten ahead of it a little bit. We've said, okay, what do we need to do? What do we need to accomplish? Let's get everyone's list. Everyone in my home is now old enough to have a list. We're all big about lists. So when it comes to the things that they want for Christmas, man, that list is detailed. It's very specific. It's very measurable, right? And I think that sometimes when we look at the things that we know are important to us, we're very good about making our lists. And what I want to encourage every one of you to do as we get closer, to the end of the year, is start putting together, your specific list of things that you want to accomplish in 2020. We've been talking for the last couple meetings here about setting goals. And, I've shared some of the things that I've done in the past to be able to set specific measurable goals that are attainable and that have an accountability to them. And I just want to encourage you guys, as we start marching forward to January 1st, have a well-set, established plan of goals for you as you move into 2020, and then just have them written down, and written down in a way that you can literally read them on a daily basis. Now, I know that this may, for some people, sound like positive thinking, blah, blah, blah. And I get it. I mean, believe me. And I didn't really believe it firmly until I did it myself. Until I actually wrote down my goals for the first time. This is, going back to 1993, 94. And I read them to myself daily in the morning and then, of course, at night. I didn't recognize what was taking place at that time. And I've since have learned that your subconscious mind starts grabbing a hold of whatever it is you're inputting on a regular basis. And then that reticular activating cortex in your mind starts paying attention. It's almost like anyone that's shopping for a car. Any of you on the phone right now that have ever gone out and you look for a specific car, let's say it's a black Mercedes or it's a white Hyundai, it's amazing how as you're driving, you start to see all of those cars because it's kind of first and foremost in your mind. You targeted it in. Well, the same thing happens when you're writing down specific goals and you're looking at them every day. It becomes part of your subconscious. And then what happens, obviously, is your subconscious mind starts finding ways to accomplish the things that you've written down without even understanding. So many times people don't write down a goal. Maybe it's because of fear. Or maybe it's because they think that they have to have an action plan. I was talking to a good friend of mine, lives in California, I've known him for, golly, man, almost 35 years. We've been friends. And he said, Barry, the way that I go about accomplishing goals is I need to know how I'm going to accomplish them. And I said, hey, let me share something with you. I used to think that too, but what I've realized is I don't have to have the how-to. I just have to have the designated goal, and I have to make sure that that goal is something that's sets the standard, that it's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, and there's a timing to it. And then what happens is that my subconscious mind, my activity, it will figure out what's required to have that goal become real. In other words, you set the goal, you write it down, you read it, and then before you know it, over time, you'll start to figure out what's required to do from a task and a task perspective in terms of what's necessary, what you do. That becomes something that is a result of. Once you've designated the goals, now your mind will start to figure out what's necessary in your actions, your strategies, and your tactics to accomplish that goal. So oftentimes, people find themselves kind of wrestling, with themselves, and they make excuses, and they just won't simply sit down and just write down goals. Maybe it's because they think, well, I don't know where to start. Well, just start by writing down. Just write down a list of 20, 30, 40, 50 things that you would be important for you to accomplish. If you were to accomplish those goals in 2020, you would be firmly excited. You think it would make a difference for you spiritually, personally, relationships, business, whatever those areas and those goals would be. If you sit down and you start spending the time to write those down and you actually spend the time to read them, it's been proven, by the way, it's been proven that when you do that, your reticular activating cortex, the frontal lobe in your brain, it starts to find ways to accomplish those goals. And believe me, the brain is the mind is very, very powerful. And whatever it is that you start to focus in on, you will find a way to go out and accomplish it. When the how-to is strong enough, believe me, when the why is strong enough, the how-to will come. So when you've designated the things that you know are important to you for 2020, and you list those things, believe me, the probability of them actually happening goes up a lot. Like, the percentage is very, very significant. I can still remember vividly the first time that I wrote down a goal to earn $1 million in a year. Okay. And I had never, I grew up in El Paso, Texas. Okay. And, I lived in a home that cost about $30,000. And it was nothing. It was a fine home, and I wasn't living in in a cardboard box, but it was not. It was a lower middle class situation. And I went to school, and most of the people I went to school with, I was one of the only Anglos, so I grew up knowing what it's like in a kind of a weird way of being a minority, but I didn't know the difference. It didn't make any difference to me, but I grew up in that environment, and it wasn't until I had a chance to play baseball and move out to California that I became exposed to, let's just say, a whole different level of economics, because out there you can't help but see the glitz and the glimmer and all the money and the cars and the stuff and the houses and everything goes with it. But when you look at these things now, you go, wow, okay. But back at that time when I said earn $1 million a year, I didn't really have a way of accomplishing it. I just knew in my mind, if I can earn $1 million in annual revenue, like annually earn $1 million, if I could accomplish that goal for me, and I'm just talking about me, and maybe this is not relevant to anybody on the phone, and I get it, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. Now, at that time, I owned a private training health club, and I had a physical therapy practice, and man, I was working from 5:30 in the morning until 8:30 at night in fee-for-service business, constant. And, every 6 to 8 weeks, I'd try to get away for a day or two just to clear my mind. And every time I did that, I just didn't have – I was a young guy. I didn't have the management skills at that time to be able to build a massive business. I was just a young guy, an entrepreneur, going out there and doing what I knew how to do. And it wasn't until I was introduced to – developing a marketing and distribution company in the area of wellness-based consumables in the space of network marketing that my mind became expanded. And what they say about a mind, once a mind becomes expanded, it's like a parachute, it never goes back to its original size. And I started to become exposed to ideas and concepts that literally would show me that I could accomplish it because other people had already done it, right? Other people had demonstrated the capacity in the industry to do it. And as I started studying those professionals, I started looking at the reasons that allowed them to have success. I stopped paying attention to the reasons why it didn't work for some. You see, in the business I was in, owning a health club and a physical therapy practice, man, there are a lot of people that tried to do that in Southern California. It didn't work for them either. And I never really worried about why it didn't work for some and it was working for me. I just paid attention to the principles and the ideas allowed it to work for me. Well, I did the same thing when it came to this business of network marketing. And if you talk to enough people in network marketing, I promise you, many of you may have already experienced this. You're going to find some people that say that the business doesn't work. And you're going to find some people that say, well, they all talk about the results, but it's just one of those pyramids. I can't even begin to tell you how many ignorant statements I've been exposed to in the last 27 years. And that's always okay. At different times in my journey, I've responded to the ignorance in different ways. But today, I just sit back and realize it's a $200 billion industry. And you've got companies that are publicly traded that have our business model that are doing billions of dollars of business a year, but yet you'll still have people that will ask themselves whether the business works or doesn't work. You have distributors today in our industry that are earning $1 million a month plus. I worked directly with a guy that was earning $1 million a month as a guy that was equivalent to a brand partner, a leading brand partner in our company. It was the same role. He didn't have the economics. He didn't have the compensation plan we have. He didn't have the high growth potential with the product that we have, but man, he was earning $1 million with coffee, right? So I can tell you with personal experience, I've seen, and this is a guy, by the way, that grew up in the projects. He had a GED and very little education beyond that. And I can tell you that he went out and built an empire for himself as a distributor, now owns his own company. Okay. I can tell you a guy that I consulted with that was was basically a guy that grew up in, you know, Gainesville, Texas, you know, and barely even had a high school education and couldn't speak the English language with any sort of effectiveness. It didn't make any difference. And he went on to build a company that was doing $100 million a year plus, right? Started off as the number one earner with a company, went on to, you know, launch his own company. And I've always been a big advocate of people that are pursuing their dreams and their goals, and they're moving upward and onward, and regardless of what people say. So the industry of network marketing is not the issue. It's always people and their belief system, because the same comp plan and the same product is available to everybody. It's just you have different people that have different objectives and goals within it, and they pursue those goals differently, right? So you have to realize as you're going out with your campaign, and you're looking to build your company in 2020, and you're right here in this month of December, you have an objective and a goal. You, if you choose to, you could participate and compete right now in the contest that we have that would allow you to win $10,000 or participate in that pool at minimum, right? And you can carry that over into 2020, and you can position yourself probably in a manner, in a way, with our compensation plan. I genuinely believe this. When you look, I was talking to someone the other day, and was looking at our business, and I said, hey, let me ask you a question. How many people do you know in the industry that pay people what we pay if they just bring on a preferred customer, right? So let's just say that you're, many of you on the phone here, you're at the upper ranks within the business, you're part of our PPC, and that means you're getting a 40% discount on our product. And if you now go to your back office and you bring someone where they shop, they buy a product from you, and they can elect to become a preferred customer, that means that every month they're going to be shipped that same product that they ordered because they checked off the box and said, I want to be a preferred customer. I want to get a 15% discount. Now, just imagine you're building your own book of business. You're building people that are just going to become preferred customers. And if they're getting a 15% discount and you're getting a 40% discount, you get the difference in hard dollars. In other words, if they buy one tincture of energy or sleep, you're going to earn about $25 as a brand partner who's building a direct base, this is direct to you, a direct base of preferred customers. And I told this guy, I said, how many people do you know in the industry that are paying that type of money? He said, nobody. I said, well, we are a customer acquisition business. We're genuinely building a group. We're giving people a unique opportunity to earn significant revenue by just getting access to customers and then teaching other people to do the same thing. Imagine how big of a revenue you can have if you just have, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 customers. If you're a medical doctor, I've got a gal who's a rheumatologist, you know, very successful, who believes that they'll have 400 or 500 direct to them. Well, I just ran the numbers for her. And when you're earning $25 out of every $100 spent, and then that $100 turns into $1,000 because of an accumulation of preferred customers, right? Now you're starting to earn very significant revenue. And then $1,000 turns into $10,000 of purchases through people just being customers. If you just do the multiple, just do the numbers, you can start to see how it would add up, right? So if I have 10 customers and they're buying just $100, I use that as an example. It never occurs to just be $100, but if it's just $100, okay, that's $1,000. And I'm going to be earning out of that $1,000 per customer about $25 and be earning about $250, right? So if it's $1,000, if I continue to increase the multiple from $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 to $4,000, then you can see that the overall revenue becomes very significant, but the amount of money I'm earning goes from $250 to $2,500, you know, to $25,000 as I'm cumulatively building my preferred customer base. Well, here's where it gets real exciting. If I happen to be at the PPC, I'm just giving this as an example, and I have a 4% override on my company, and I have a second company. I've been awarded my second company. Now, the people who I bring into my second company, now I have an opportunity to earn 8% royalty override on their customers. Now, if it's in my first company, it'll always be my first company. It's 4%. That's great. But if I would have sponsored that person into my second company, in other words, I got to the PPC and I had them in my second company, I've doubled my revenue opportunity by having them in my second company. Now, as they go out to build their customer base, now I'm capturing an 8% override in the business. Now, by the way, just so that all of you on the phone know, the industry trend is for people to be able to go out and to build a strong customer base. But I'm always an advocate of building and developing your own base, your own network, your own franchises. In other words, bring on the brand partners and start teaching them how to go out and develop their customer base. And I'm a big believer that if you go out and you build a strong customer base, you're not going to have any problem having people, you know, get excited about the business. I think that the reason people don't get excited about a business is that there's no one earning any money. And the way that you can ensure that people earn money is you get them to present the value of the product. Now, we know we have a value-added opportunity. That goes without question. But really, if somebody's buying something, there has to be a value exchange of money and there has to be a real product. Do people get a real value when they buy energy, sleep, balance, and our relief balm today? To us as a company, to Sean and myself, and us as a company, we want to ensure that there's a value-added proposition in the exchange of dollars for that product. Now, I know that there's a value to it because we've taken the time and painstakingly way to make sure that that product ensures true value when someone uses it. So now, because we have our business model of people sampling and trying it without having to buy it first, and then some people just have the credibility for people to buy it right away. In either instance, they're building a real revenue stream. I was just, as we were jumping on the phone here, Sarah said, man, I'm so excited about the preferred customer opportunity and building my base of business. Well, Sarah's a business person, right? I mean, that's the obvious. Yes, that's real. That's a real, genuine business opportunity. And then guess what? Teaching other people to do the same thing. Now, we put together a contest this month for people to go out and bring on five new brand partners that would be at the manager level or above, okay? Well, what we're doing is we're saying, hey, we know that the end game is to build a strong customer base because every one of those people that get involved in the business, if somebody becomes, I mean, I tell the doctor, we got involved last week. If they become a manager, that's $1,500. Do you know how many? That's about 15 to 16 bottles of product at the very most. Okay. If you're sampling, if you buy some samples, $39.95, and you throw a mix of those in there, let's say that you have 10 samples, I can promise you, you're going to move that product pretty quickly. So we do have people that are electing to have a larger discount and buy more product, but we only want people to buy the product that they know they're going to sample, they're going to use, they're going to wholesale, they're going to retail. We want people to buy more product than they're going to actually put into action. We don't want products sitting. I mean, if you're buying product to be able to advance your earning opportunity, we get that. But my biggest advice to people is to make sure that they buy exactly what they're going to put into their business plan. And I personally believe, this is just me, that the biggest problem we have in the industry of network marketing is it doesn't cost enough to get involved because people treat it like some little game. Here, let me just get involved. I'll start with, you know, whatever it is I can afford to lose. Well, that you've set yourself up for, you know, you set yourself up for the wrong situation to begin with. Most people that start a company, a business, they have a certain capital outlay. They have a certain amount of inventory. They have a certain amount of money that's, you know, designated for specific areas within their budget. And they then set up the schedule in their business plan to go out and make that business work, right? Well, what happens here in network marketing is people tend to get involved in the business and they just, you know, basically the cost of enrollment, a little bit of product, let's see what happens. Well, typically the results are commensurate with the attitude reflected when they started their business. I've been a big advocate. Look, start your business somewhere where it gets you into a place where you're a little bit uncomfortable. The idea of starting a business that you it's enough money that you would not be willing to throw it away. Okay. It means enough that you're saying, okay, I've really done something here. Or just be a preferred customer. Okay, if all you want to do is take advantage of the discount of the product, hey, be a preferred customer. But if you want to get involved, and this is with people that I would sponsor personally, this is my attitude. I need you to have a list of about 100 people, okay? And we're going to set up a designated time to go through your business planning. And then, you know, let's determine, you know, based upon where you're going to start your business, what's going to make the most sense for you. Listen, if I have 10 people, I'm going to go sample. Does it make sense that I would need at least 10 samples? At least? If I had 20 people, if I had 30 people, well, I can't designate a discount of starting my business unless I have enough samples. Otherwise, I'm doing things in reverse. And by the way, the very thing that I'm going to do then, if I'm not starting my business correctly, is I'm going to go duplicate that. So I'm just a big believer in setting people up for success and getting their mind such that they know that they've started a real business. We actually do need a list. We actually do have to take the time to talk about who would be the right people to go to on your list. And we have to have enough inventory so that we can sample people and we can get people into a position of buying some of product directly from you. And now those people can continue on as preferred customers in the business. So, I'm talking right off the top of my head. If I were going to go out and lay out a designated plan for 2020, what I would really do is I would say, okay, how important is it for me to build and develop a revenue with WBRX for me and for my family? And then I would say I'm going to commit X amount of hours on a weekly basis to doing the six-step program, amount of people I'm going to share the benefits of the product with, amount of people I'm going to sample. And then I'm going to talk with those people and I'm going to move them through a series of events that either the company has in place or I'm going to create myself. And now as I'm going through that process, I'm going to make sure that I lead with the product and the results I'm having with the product, but also let people know that there's a business opportunity. And I'm going to do that and I'm going to repeat that process on an ongoing basis. And as I'm doing that and as I'm repeating that, the results will speak for themselves. I go back to my partner, Sean Baker. When Sean came over in 2002, he was a guy that worked for Enterprise Rental Car. Didn't have any experience with wellness-based consumables whatsoever. In fact, I'm pretty sure he had used very little nutritional supplementation ever. But when he came over, we started sharing the benefits and the results. We let him sample the product. We walked through our business model. And then it all kind of made sense in his mind, at least to the extent that he was willing to start his business. And when he started his business, he knew, and he, by the way, he didn't start in a position where he was comfortable. He started in a very uncomfortable position. And when he started uncomfortable, he said, look, I got to go out and I got to move this product. I've got to put myself into a position of capturing the results I need to capture. And in doing so, he ended up developing a seven-figure revenue for himself in that business. And so when he did that, he didn't know that he was going to do that. In the beginning, it was just, man, I just want to recover my costs of doing business and maybe earn some additional revenue on a monthly basis. And let's see what happens to a guy who now is literally the president of a network marketing company. You know, fast forward, 20 years. But see, sometimes when we get involved, we don't really know what it's going to mean or where it's going to take us. And more importantly, the people who we're going to talk with on our list, sometimes our minds can allow us to go, well, what if it doesn't work for him or doesn't work for her and I get them involved? What if it does? Well, I mean, I thank God for the gentleman that sponsored me in the business. His name is Greg Chudikoff. Back in 1992, thank God that Greg introduced me to this business. I don't know where God would have taken me or what I would have done, but I probably would not have traveled all over the world, probably would not have earned the money that I've earned and had the experiences I've had or met my wife. Because all that transpired because I accepted the decision. Thanks to Greg who introduced me to it. So sometimes it's all about our perspective. When we go out and we introduce this business to people, you never know whose life you could completely change. You don't know. And it may not be that person. It could be someone who they, right, could know or be talking with. So the magic of our business is really amazing. To me, I'm such a proponent of it. My friend Eric Warren, I believe this is probably, it's just the best entrepreneurial opportunity out there where genuinely it doesn't make any difference what your background is. It doesn't matter at all what your education is. It doesn't matter none of that matters. All that matters is that you've taken on the responsibility to start building and developing your business. Everyone starts off in this business in the same exact situation. They have zero people. They're earning $0, right? And whether you're someone that's a corporate executive or you're making millions of dollars, you're someone that's never earned a company, never earned any business, never earned a dollar owning your own business before, when you get involved in our business, it's a level playing field for everybody. And to me, that's one of the most beautiful, most remarkable things about this business is that everyone has an equal opportunity. It's all about the effort and the energy that they put into it. It's whether they have the desire, the will, the teachability. If they have the big three, then it doesn't make any difference. And I always look for that. I look for the desire. I look for the will and the teachability. I look for that first. When you find that, then you can really help somebody take that and take those attributes and you can dovetail it into this business and you can have magical things that occur. And, you know, I just can't emphasize enough, guys. I've been around this thing for a minute and we've had some remarkable things have occurred. And the same information that we're sharing with you right now, some people have listened to it and maybe it just went over their head or maybe it didn't hit them. Maybe they didn't receive it. Well, some people have taken this information, they've gone out and we've had over 500 people that we've had the opportunity to work with as distributors, owners, and through our consulting, over 500 people have taken this information, have created a seven-figure revenue for themselves. And I just believe firmly that as we're launching our company, as our company is now starting to move into 2020 as a fully launched company, I genuinely believe the timing is right now. It's right now for people that want to take on the responsibility of building and developing a successful business and putting together their goals, their objectives, and putting together the series of events that they see themselves happening and being very specific with those with those ideas, measuring them, making sure they're attainable, all of the things required to make your goals real so that next year in 2020, in December of 2020, our conversations will be about the people who you've helped, the people that you've brought into the business, the people that you've watched grow and accomplish big things. And we know that there's always things that occur. There's always things in the good. There's always things in the bad. But, man, what a beautiful time, what a great opportunity we have within the industry that we're in, with the amount of people, with the changes that are taking place in legislature and law, with the new doctors that we're bringing on. What a phenomenal time. What a great time we're in right now. So I just want to encourage everyone, take the time to establish your goals, set a pattern, start right now in December. Put yourself in a position of capturing some of that Christmas money for our bonus, and then move forward through the course of the balance of this year, and then set up your goals for 2020. We're going to be announcing very soon, guys. I'll conclude before I turn the call over to my partner, Sean. We're going to be announcing our first academy. We're going to be putting together a series of WBRX academies. It's a one-day venue for us to make sure that everyone has all the information in detail with respect to our product, all the information with respect to our business model or compensation plan. We're going to be doing these one-day venues and it's a variety of different locations. We're going to do the first one right here at the Zaza Hotel, right where our office is located. And we're going to start continuing on with these series of academies, probably once every 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks at the very most, where we can make sure that all of the new people and the existing people that have gotten involved in business can come to these venues and have an opportunity to, for us to be able to have our docs, for us to be able to have all the folks that are in the business, the PPC. They're going to be very big parts of these events, sharing their information, discussing what has worked for them, sharing their testimonies. So it'll be a phenomenal opportunity as we move into 2020 for us to teach, train, develop new people. So with that said, guys, I'm going to open up the line for my partner, Sean Baker. Sean, I know that we've got a lot of great things going on as we lead into tomorrow. Tomorrow's venue here at Perry's, and I just wanted you to kind of take some information that you have, brother, and kind of conclude the call. So with that, I'll flip it over to you.
Hey, thanks, Barry, and great job as always. You know when you tell these stories, it's funny because you have yours and I have mine, and I'm just going to talk about Cindy real quick, and then we'll conclude the call. But you know, Cindy's doing a great job, and I'm sure she's blushing on the call right now because she's not, you know, she just doesn't have a desire to be the center of attention or, you know, be one up anybody. She's just a very humble, hardworking, you know, lady that has been very successful. She's a top 1% income earner according to IRS statistics for the last number of years. But just like you, Barry, or myself, or the stories you were telling and the names that you were reflecting on, you know, Cindy's got a story too. She's got a husband. He's a wonderful man. She's got two beautiful kids, has had some healthcare challenges, you know, has been elevated in corporate America into C-level positions, you know, deep six-figure earner at a number of jobs. But she was the fixer. She would come in and use a particular skill set and her attributes for success, and she would go into these companies and she would turn them around and seem to have about a 5-year shelf life, because once, you know, she was, pardon the expression, but once she was kicking ass and taking names, then they just, you know, they figured they could keep the train on the tracks and they would bring somebody else in cheaper. And so she has her own story of how, you know, she's gone out and created success in her life. But here, and the reason I point this out is because this is sort of the natural evolution. There's not a one size fits all, but most people, there is an evolution, or, you know, as part of their story as they're getting involved with a company like Wellness Biosciences. And so Sin Lee's story kind of kicks off where she and I hadn't spoken in a while, and we connected for lunch, and I literally had to sample her because I didn't plan on sampling Sin Lee. I had to sample her out of my own shaving kit. I carry product with me because I am an avid user and a believer in the product. So I had an open bottle of the capsules in my truck, in my shaving kit, and she was telling me about some of the challenges she had faced with anxiety. And so I literally opened up my shaving kit. I poured a couple in my hand because I was going to give her my remaining supply. So I poured a couple in my hand for personal use, and I literally gave her the remainder of the balance capsules. And so that was really the beginning of our journey. Of course, I anticipated or hoped that she might become a customer, but I never thought, and we'll fast forward now, I never thought that she would call me a couple of days later and say, not only do I need more product because it works, I want to hear more about the business because I'm a believer. Here's my story. You know, here's some of the challenges that I faced that maybe you weren't, you know, that Sean wasn't aware of. And so, then she starts having different networking ideas and different opportunities to get engaged with people, you know, but it wasn't overnight. The reason I tell you guys all this is Cindy and I probably reconnected now 3 or 4 months ago, But she had to have, you know, a month to get really comfortable with the product, and a couple of weeks to get really comfortable with the information. And then maybe, you know, she had some life stuff go on for a couple of weeks. So that's going to be the normal transition for some people. But if you stay diligent and if you don't give up, then in their third month or their fourth month or maybe their fifth or sixth month, like Sinley's doing right now, this is her moment to shine. She's kind of been incubating. She's kind of been learning and figuring it out. Well, now she's got 20 people coming to her first real organized dinner in her general geographic area. And not to name drop, but not only does she have 20 people, she utilized a charity event that she serves on, the American Cancer Society. She's got some connection and does some volunteer work there. So she invited me to come to a dinner now probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. Well, we utilized that charitable event, which of course we contributed to and participated in. Well, we met some great folks like Larry Durker, the former Colt 45, then Houston Astros pitcher, then it was an Astros manager for 5 years. There's talk about Hall of Fame for Larry Durker. Well, he's going to be there tomorrow night as Sinley's guest because he's getting up there in age. He was a professional athlete. He's got aches and pains. He doesn't sleep as well. I mean, it's always about the product initially, but who knows? I mean, a guy like Larry Durker in the great city of Houston, Texas. I mean, he could be the poster child for wellness biosciences, CBD, or not. Like he will have a journey too, just like Sinley, just like I, and just like Barry, and just like each of you on the call. So Barry, I'll kick it back over to you, but I just want to tell you guys, you know, some people are going to be hot day one, love the product, make a purchase, get involved. You think they're going to be next year's top producer, and they become a loyal and long-term customer, and that's all the potential they ever manifest. And then you're going to have other people that really just start out as a customer, and then, you know, maybe they're kind of a chatty Cathy, or they're sort of a type A personality, and so they go out and they're just talking to other people, and boom, they're bringing you, you know, brand partners. They're bringing you customers. I mean, Rosa's on the phone, and Rosa and I don't know each other well, but we've spoken on the phone, and we're getting to know each other. And Rosa's out there talking to the big, and I won't let the cat out of the bag, but I mean, top notch, top tier name brand hospital chains. And she's talking about clinical trials and getting grants and doing research on CBD with wellness biosciences in this hospital group. I mean, it's, you just never know where opportunity is going to come from. So you have to be open-minded. You have to not limit your own vision or what, you know, what God's vision for your life would be, and then let the cards, you know, fall where they fall. I love the cliche success is when Barry, what is it? When success is when preparation meets luck, you know, so let's all be prepared. Let's pray for a little luck and let's have great success, just like Sinley's doing right now, and like Rose is doing, and Sarah out there in Belton. I mean, we just go on and on and on with the people that are just really sinking their teeth into the opportunity and look, you know, looking very forward to a 2020. So with that, Barry, great job always sharing the information. Love taking notes on these Monday calls. Guys, have a great week. If we can be of service to you, you know, shoot us a text, email, phone call. You know, we will be fulfilling orders all week long, and we're getting notifications every time an order goes out through the new system, and we're seeing it, you know, every day, all day. So it's great stuff. But if you have any challenges or questions or areas of improvement, just let us know at admin@wbrxglobal.com. Wish you guys a great week. Great job, Barry. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, guys. We appreciate your time. I know that I've gotten some texts here answering a couple questions since you guys are on the call. Real quickly, yeah, the event that we're going to have, the first WBRX Academy, is going to be taking place on Saturday, the 25th. Of course, we're going to put this in an email, and we're going to send out, you know, notifications and banners and all kinds of stuff so that everyone has adequate information. And guys, this will be, you know, somewhat seating room limited. I mean, we designated a room here at the Zaza, and we expect to fill up that room, but just make sure that in the event that, you know, when that becomes announced and you do want to participate or come to that, that, you know, you get your reservation put together for that pretty quickly, because that, you know, we are going to do limited seating only. And that will be valuable and it'll be important. So just make sure you're aware of that. And I'm just giving you that date, responding to text. Also, some of you have said, hey, would a great approach be to go out and get 10 preferred customers to start building and developing my network? I can get 10 customers. Listen, everybody is different. And I'm an advocate that if you've designated a goal in the way of building customers, I genuinely believe that you're going to bring people into the business. And I believe that that will happen probably before you get to 10, maybe by the time you get to 5, because you'll start to see that there's a natural flow as you're sampling people, people are coming on, becoming customers, that there's always going to be a percentage of your people that will be interested in the business. Now, Sin Lee, as Sean just mentioned, is an example. We're just, you know, we're shouting her name as loudly as we can because she's done a great job. But as Sean mentioned, she went through her own process and she kind of looked at the product and she got around us and she had some things that she had going on in her life before she was ready to do what she's doing now. And everything's timing. We all understand that. What she decided to do is to take advantage of the venue of having, having our medical doctors in a, she saw the setting that we were using. She's been coming down, by the way, and bringing people, one or two at a time to the Papados events. But now she said, oh, this is right here in my backyard. This is the area that most of my personal contacts live in. So now that you're doing a meeting on the west side. So now she's got a whole list of people that she can go to. So that was the chronological set of events that occurred, but it's no different than anybody else that's here on the west side. We've got other people that are here on the west side that had the same opportunity before when we've done meetings. It's just that she's taking advantage of it, right? And we know everyone has their own time. Everyone's got their time with their, but see, December didn't bother Sin Lee. All the things that are going on with holiday events, that was not her excuse. That was her reason. And so the reason that we're sharing this example is that we all know, many times we've had some of our biggest months in December because you're around people that are more festive, they're excited, they're happy. That tends to be the nature of the month of December. And there's always a more receptive time to do business than maybe other times. So it depends upon how you see it. It's either a month of distractions or it's a month of opportunities. Either way, guys, we just want to encourage you. We know you guys are phenomenal. We know that you're doing great things to help people with respect to our product. And we just try to take some of this information and convey it to you in such a way that might be helpful for you to take things and put them into action. So the answer to your question is, by all means, if you put 10 preferred customers in the system, I do believe that that's a great approach. Or if you want to ask some of those people to come to the next event that we have available, whether it's, Tuesday I know we have limited seating, whether it's Tuesday here at, Perry's or next week at Papado's up north. Either way, I like Sin Lee, you can travel, right? You can get on the, she got in her car and drove people up there. Now she sees the opportunity here. And so in either instance, it has value. So, guys, we're excited about everything going on. We know that as we approach 2020, we've got a phenomenal group of people that are building the business on our PPC and other people that are striving to accomplish that goal. And we've got a great group of people that we're going to be building and developing our company with. So we're excited about you, excited about all the things to come. Anything that we can do to help, throw us a text, email, we're here for you. But have a phenomenal week, guys. God bless, and we look forward to talking to you very soon. Bye-bye.